brand name savings every day.
Boy, are we going to get it. Can you feel that coming?
Oh,
you get out of the car. We are going to get something here in a few minutes. And maybe, as a matter of fact, you know, weather travels from west to east. So why don't we see, let's have a contest right here for a Ferrari Testarossa automobile that Super Dave was talking about. No, let's see if we can get a call from the westernmost area that is still within the sound of our voices. We'll have a contest. You know, we'll hear from somebody from like Ellisville.
Jefferson City.
Wentzville will call in, then somebody from Jefferson City. 969-937-0399-7778 from Illinois. We're going to see how far west we can go right now, and we want to know whether or not you guys are getting blown away. Because just from the walk from the car to the building here a few minutes ago, it was just like, it felt like there was going to be a tornado or something. I mean, really scary, as a matter of fact. All right, let's see how we do here. Hold on. Hi, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Washington, Missouri.
Washington, Missouri. You are from there, too, because people from Washington say Washington.
Washington.
Right. Now, there's no R in that name, is there?
Well, no.
All right. Now, where's the R coming from?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but you've just said it your whole life, right?
Yeah.
You just always said Washington because everybody else said it.
Mm-hmm.
And you never questioned, you never looked at it and said, I'll be damned, there's no R in that.
No.
Okay, now, what's it doing where you are right now?
The wind's blowing, that's it.
The wind's blowing, that's all, nothing else, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, because, boy, it feels, is it like really like on the verge of being in a storm?
It's extremely humid, and it's like, wind's blowing, but there's no rain or anything.
It's like that scene in The Wizard of Oz, right before the house gets sucked up into the tornado, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, well, good, thank you.
All righty, bye.
So long from Washington. Let's see, we have a further most west point here. You're on the air, hello.
Yes.
Where are you from?
Lake St. Louis.
Lake St. Louis. Washington's further out, but what's it doing in Lake St. Louis?
About the same.
About the same. All right. Thank you, sir. Our Weather Watch reporters, Ron Yaros, is going to be on the phone here in a minute. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah. You want to know what's doing in Cave Springs, St. Peter's area?
Cave Springs, St. Peter's. All right. We're actually moving.
We're going east.
We're going the wrong direction. All right. What's it doing there?
Blowing a lot and a couple of flashes. A
couple of flashes?
Yeah, lightning.
Oh, lightning. I'm sorry. All right. Thank you.
All right. Let's see.
Now we'll hear from somebody from East St. Louis. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi. I'm calling from Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City, Utah.
And it's blowing, it's snowing, and you guys are coming in great.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Hi. You're on the air. You're on the air.
Yeah. You want to know what it's doing on Neptune?
On Neptune. Okay. What's it doing on Neptune?
It's raining like hell.
Thank you. Well, I guess that's about as far west as we're going to go, huh, Joe?
Really, not much farther than that.
Yeah. Well, they're all out there today, aren't they? All right. Before the building is destroyed by the cyclone, we hope to do a radio show here today. If you missed our interview with Paul Schaefer from Late Night with David Letterman, it happened right before we headed for the road for our Breakfast Club across the Midwest. We're going to play part of that back for you here in about half an hour. He's a pretty cool guy, so we'll do that coming up here. Also, we're going to take a trip to the old 93.7 mailbag and throw some fact stuff in there and also some things in that maybe don't even qualify, but we're going to do that anyhow. And Judy has here a mail fax bag at 7:40 and again at 8:45. So I guess we're doing it twice today. Incidentally, we have been talking about this for about 5 weeks, and tomorrow was supposed to be the big payoff day on Lynn Johnson, Penthouse Pet of the Year, 40-24-36. Do you believe this? We called her yesterday because we wanted to do a little something special. We had something up our sleeve. So did Lynn Johnson, incidentally. It was pretty far up her sleeve, but it was up her sleeve nonetheless. And they canceled her whole trip to St. Louis and didn't even call to tell. If we hadn't just happened to call in yesterday to say, oh, by the way, we'd like Lynn to do this and this and this, she might have just not even shown it. Nothing might even happen. We've been sitting here waiting for her still. You know, by next Wednesday, we'd still be waiting. So a real professional operation there. Jesus, I mean, if you're going to cancel somebody, at least have the decency to call up and say, oh, by the way, Lynn's canceling, and so we're not coming to St. Louis. But if we hadn't called yesterday, we wouldn't even know. We would have been sitting here yesterday going, all right, oh, here we go. She's coming today and all that. Nothing. Not a word. Nothing. So we're going to go the opposite direction on tomorrow's show. We're going to go as far to the opposite of Lynn Johnson, Penthouse Pet of the Year, as possible. And tomorrow morning on the show, Former PM Magazine host Jan Tracy will be joining us, so be ready for that. It's 13 after 6 this afternoon, and later on this morning, and now, thunderstorms, mid-80s. Chance of rain tonight is 80%, and more thunderstorms in the forecast tomorrow, high mid-80s. So maybe this stuff will clear out of here. We'll have a nice weekend for the Labor Day weekend coming up. It's 77 degrees right now. This is a classic double play Tuesday on 93.7 KSD. We'll kick it off with two from Tom Petty.
Classic rock, yesterday and today. 93.7 KSD.
Classic Rock 93.7 KSD on a double play Tuesday from Full Moon Fever. Tom Petty, Free Fallen. Got some Lynyrd Skynyrd and the Police coming up here in just a little while. 6:21 right now in the Breakfast Club. JC and Joe Mama, we have information about Music in Action. We are going to Washington, D.C. to kind of help the help St. Louis be represented in the fight against people like the PMRC, trying to put warning labels on albums and trying to restrict the activity of concert goers and trying to outlaw albums and outlaw concerts that certain right-wing conservative political action groups don't want you to hear for one reason or another on their own little personal stinking agendas. And there's going to be a good representation of the music industry on September 25th. That is a Monday. Going to Washington, D.C. to deliver a series of petitions to the White House, and there's going to be a rally at Lafayette Square, which is right across from the White House, and we're going to go there and hopefully we'll do a couple of things. First of all, as we said, represent St. Louis. We also have drop-off points where you can stop off and sign one of these petitions that will be taken to Washington, D.C., any of the waterbed store locations. Those petitions went into the stores yesterday. Well, I got a sheet of paper here. Here are the stores where you can find the Music in Action petitions. Store number one is at 14047 Manchester Road. Store number two is 12440 Tesson Ferry. We got one down at 2510 Lime Ferry Road. And also in Crestwood at 9191 Watson Road. Go on in there anytime during normal business hours. And you can fill out one of those petitions. Just put your name, address, and phone number on there, and that will be taken to Washington, D.C. And you can take a look at the petition. We'll read the petition for you a little bit later on in the show if you want to know exactly what you're putting your name on. But that'll kind of give you an idea of what's going on here. But as we have seen happen with Senator John Danforth of Missouri, chairman of the Senate Commerce Committee during the PMRC hearings, basically heading up the fight along with Albert and Tipper Gore out of Tennessee, this thing has just gotten like completely weird. It's like out of control almost.
Yeah, you know, these everyone, I guess, has a good motive for what they're doing. You know, they for instance don't want a child harmed or something like that. Hold but on. They're going about it.
We got you, Alan. Go ahead.
We do have. No, no. I don't know if you know this or not, but we've had a train derailment pretty serious over in Freeburg,
okay.
Illinois.
All right, wait. We'll pick you up on the Marty in a second, okay?
Oh, I'm on the Marty.
Yeah. All right. Well, hold on a second, okay?
Okay.
You're right with you. All right. Hold on. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, but anyway. Yeah. Alan's getting excited.
Alan here in a minute.
But they to themselves, they internalize these things, and they have good intentions. But it's still not an excuse for what they do, because what they're actually doing has nothing to do with, you know, that they don't want a child to commit suicide. Well, that's great, but they're just going about it the wrong way.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of issues and ramifications and First Amendment issues and, you know, aspects to be looked at in this whole thing. We hope to cover those over the course of the next few weeks. And then, of course, when we get to Washington, and we'll try to approach this from all sides. And I would also like the opposition to have an opportunity to speak. We're trying to get State Representative Gene Dixon on the show. She will apparently have no trouble going on KMOX every couple of months because she knows it's friendly territory. But whether or not she'd come on this show still remains to be seen. We shall see. Anyhow, more about that later. 6:24 right now. And now, Alan Barklage. Alan, I woke up this morning. I said, you know, I just got a funny feeling.
You
there's
woke
a train
up this morning?
There's a train derailment somewhere.
You woke up this morning?
Yeah.
Darn.
Yeah. All right, where's this train derailed? And
over in Freeburg, Illinois, and at last check, the details are still coming in. There's 15, 16 cars involved,
And there were some explosions, and they are evacuating people from some of that area over in Freeburg, Illinois. And again, as details come in, I'll relay them to you and let everybody know what's going on. But there is a train derailment serious in nature over by Freeburg, Illinois. We'll give you details as they come in. Coming in from 4500 South Broadway into the city. Alan Barklage, 93.7 Traffic, an exclusive service of Hardee's Restaurants. They're out to win you over.
Hi, John Madden with a sports calendar for Tuesday, August 29th. Hey, today's Ted Williams' birthday, so in a minute, we'll relive a great moment in the splendid Splinter's career. And he never came out of the dugout to tip his cap. So happy birthday to the Hall of Famer, Ted Williams. I'm John Madden, and that's today's sports calendar.
Joe, there's a big train derailment in Freeburg. Why don't you get right on that? 6:29 right now. Sports, Joe McGrane will pitch tonight for the Cardinals against Tim Leary. Last night, Pedro Guerrero hits a 2-out, 2-run single in the ninth inning, and the Cardinals come from behind to beat the Reds by a score of 3-2, an inspirational victory, and the win keeps the Cardinals just 2.5 games behind the Chicago Cubs, because here are the scores from yesterday. The Cubs beat the Astros 6-1, Atlanta down Pittsburgh 5-2, San Diego over the Expos 9-4. The Mets won. They beat the Dodgers 1-0. So what we have here, oh, by the way, the Giants lost to the Phillies by a score of 9-1. So what we got here is the Cardinals 2.5 back of the Cubs, Montreal 3 back, and the stinking New York Mets 3.5 games back. San Francisco still holds on to a 4-game lead in the National League Western Division. American League scores, Oakland over the Yankees 7-3. Monday Night Football exhibition last night, the New Orleans Saints over the Cincinnati Bengals by a score of 27-10. That's it for right now. Bush has more sports up in about 25 minutes. St. Louis weather. Ooh, pretty scary, huh, kids? Oh! Doing Count Floyd here. The showers, thunderstorms in the forecast today, tonight, tomorrow.
You do Count Chocula. I'll be Frankenberry.
See, I don't watch that show, so I don't know that stuff. See, I don't have any little kids around the house, so I don't... The only little kid I had around the house split about 3 months ago. No, I don't know. I just know Count Floyd because Joe Flaherty used to do Count Floyd on SCTV. They had that stupid little point on his head like Butch Patrick did on the Munsters. anyhow, Munsters or Adams Family?
Butch Patrick?
Yeah.
Munsters.
Munsters. Yeah, I can't keep them straight either. I don't know. Showers, thunderstorms today, tonight, and tomorrow. Look out, folks. There's something mean heading this way. I didn't like the feeling of that at all. 77 degrees right now. It's a classic double play Tuesday. We'll get to our interview we did with Paul Schaefer a couple of weeks ago coming up in our next break. Stick around, folks. This is Classic Rock 93.7 KSD. Dive, dive, dive. The CD player doing what it feels like again. Or were we struck by lightning? Sometimes that will cause that. I don't know. I think this is more on the line of what we had in mind. There we go.